The following recording has been reproduced from ground-recorded non-high-fidelity tapes used to record record-type communications between aircraft and air-ground facilities. This tape, although mainly to record radio traffic from the presidential aircraft, also includes related traffic from Jet Aircraft 86972, carrying Secretary of State Rusk, then Press Secretary Salinger, and other dignitaries en route between Honolulu and Japan. The following information relative to presidential aircraft radio call signs is given for clarification due to interchangeable use. Air Force One and Angel are used when the president is aboard the aircraft. Air Force 26000 is used at all other times. This tape has been edited and condensed to only contain pertinent communications relative to events during 22nd November 1963. Only material available from radio circuits used is available.
Fire, please.
Roger. Duplex is on the line. Go ahead.
Roger, Duplex. Jerry. Jerry, arriving here from 1605.
605,
rather.
Affirmative, I receive. This is Duplex.
605, stand by. An ambulance from Walter Reed is burning. Transport body.
Over. Arrangements have been made for a helicopter for the Bethesda Naval Medical Center. Over.
Stand by, Jerry. I'll have to get Berkeley here.
Okay. Air Force One, Duplex, go ahead.
Air Force One, Andrew, is Duplex is on. Duplex is on, sir.
Duplex is on, this is Dr. Berkeley. What arrangements have been made in regards to the reception of the president?
Everybody aboard Air Force One, everyone aboard Air Force One, with the exception of the body, will be choppered into the south ground. The body will be choppered to the Naval Medical Center at Bethesda. Over.
Everybody will be choppered or will go by ambulance to the Navy Medical Center?
Will be choppered. Will be choppered.
I have called General Heaton and asked him to call the Military District of Washington in regard to this. Would you call him and cancel the arrangements to have it go to Walter Reed as we had spoken to him? I didn't know these arrangements were already made.
Say again, Doctor.
Body is in a casket, you know, and it will have to be taken by ambulance and not by chopper.
All right, I'll tell Captain Shepard that. Did you say?
Jerry, would you be sure and get a contact with O'Keefe?
This is Admiral Berkeley.
Yes, Berkeley.
Air Force One.
Yes. I reach Admiral Berkeley.
Hold for a minute, please. General Clifton here.
Performed at Walter Reed. Is that clear? Over.
That is clear, General Clifton. You want an ambulance and another limousine at Andrews, and you want the regular postmortem by law done at Walter Reed.
That is correct. Hold on for a minute. Over.
Very well, I'll hold on.
Air Force 1 Andrews, go ahead, sir.
Okay, I think our patch was cut there on 13.
Air Force 1 Andrews is still in progress. You give the ground party a call, sir.
Hello, Jerry.
Joe Heaton.
What arrangements have you made?
We have made no arrangements, but we'll follow through on what you just told me, an ambulance and a limousine at Andrews, and in regards to the postmortem studies.
Would you kindly hold? There have been some arrangements already made. We'll have to clear that before we make any further.
Air Force 1 Andrews, staying in your last transmission.
Hello, Andrews, this is Crown.
Crown, go ahead.
We have Captain Shepard here, who is also, evidently, who has made some arrangements on the funeral and so forth here in Washington, and the bringing this body back and so forth. He would like to get on and talk to Air Force One when General Heaton is finished. It might be possible for us to put him up on a conference so that they could all make the arrangements together. I understand that Captain Shepard, the naval aide, has made some arrangements also.
Yeah, I see.
So you might explain this to Air Force One and tell them that we'll try and put them on a conference if they'd like.
Oh, well.
Hello. Okay, stand by. We'll advise Admiral Berkeley. Air Force One, Andrews.
Andrews, Liberty.
Mike Cadillac.
Liberty. Liberty, Andrews, go ahead.
Roger, copy the following. 972 off of Hickam. 2111 Zulu, estimate Andrews, 0530
Zulu, Delta Victor 2.
Liberty
Andrews, roger.
Forward that
to
Air Force 1.
Liberty Andrews, roger.
Go ahead, Duplex,
Watchman. Air Force 1, Andrews, give your party a call.
Duplex, this is Watchman, over.
Go ahead, Watchman, this is Duplex, over.
Duplex, this is Watchman. I understand that you have a very tight ambulance to take Mrs. Kennedy to Bethesda. Is this correct? Over.
Watchman, it has been arranged to helicopter the body to Bethesda. Over.
This is Watchman. That's okay if it isn't after dark. What about the First Lady? Over.
Everybody else aboard. Arrangements have been made to helicopter into the south ground.
Are you sure that the helicopter operation will work when we have a very heavy casket? Over.
According to witness, yes.
This is Watchman. Don't take a chance on that. Also have a mortuary-type ambulance stand by in case the helicopter doesn't work.
That's affirmative.
Instruction.
That's affirmative. I received.
Now, some other instructions. Listen carefully. We need a ramp. A normal ramp was up at the front of the aircraft on the right-hand side, just behind the pilot's cabin in the galley. We are going to take the First Lady off by that route. Over. Do you understand?
I receive affirmative.
Nice. Also, on the right rear. The left rear of the aircraft where we usually dismount, debark. We may need a forklift rather than a ramp. Such a thing that is too awkward. We may need a platform to walk out on and a forklift to put it on. Is that possible? Over.
Say again, watchman.
I say again. Casket is in the rear compartment. And we suggest, because it is so heavy, that we have a forklift back there to remove the casket. But if this is too awkward, we can go along with a normal ramp. Several men. Over.
Affirmative, we will try for the forklift.
Fixed item. Duplex, fixed item. The press, according to Mrs. Johnson, the press is to have its normal little fence at Andrews Field, and he is going there by helicopter to the White House. Over.
Say again, watchman. Say again, please. Watchman, this is Duplex. Say again.
No fence for the press. The normal little
corral.
And it'll have to be in front of the aircraft. But that's where the President Johnson will come off.
Okay? Watchman, this is Duplex. Will you say that all over again, please? You were breaking.
Duplex, this is Watchman. I say again. On the right front, ramp for Mrs. On the left rear, if possible, a forklift for the casket. And on the left front, here's the pilot. Normal ramp, the normal press arrangement. That's the RCSS. Over.
Say again, watchman, you're breaking.
I got that on the left front.
Yeah, I got that.
Normal press arrangement.